I tell you, Chris Caruso, because I always say God works in mysterious ways. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I had contacted you yesterday morning to come on because I wanted to talk about the nature of Christopher Columbus statues. Who would have known that hours after we connected, something huge happened in Bridgeport? I'm so glad you're here this morning. How are you?
Good, Melissa, and thank you for asking me to be on your show. Let me just correct one thing. Mysteriously happened last night, frankly. I'm very disturbed as a member of the Italian-American community, and I know members of my community are also upset the way it was handled. We had been in negotiations with members of the city council. We were having a very good dialogue. An agreement had been met. I think I sent you a copy of the press release this morning that was going to be released. We were just waiting for the mayor of the city to join us. And I was meeting with the council president at 3:15 yesterday afternoon. And the mayor apparently informed the council president that the statue was going to be coming down anywhere before 5 o'clock because there was a threat that a mob was going to be gathered and apparently, were claiming that they were going to take the statue down. So all the negotiations for weeks that the Italian community was entered into was all for naught. Mm. And I think we were offended because of the way we were being treated throughout this whole situation, not only in Bridgeport, but frankly throughout the state of Connecticut. And, we're not able to explain why we recognize Christopher Columbus and the statue in Bridgeport in particular. The Italian community paid for that statue back in 1963 to 65. There was a fundraiser. Mr. Frank D'Addario, who was president of D'Addario Industries, and Dr. Caserta had led the effort. The statue was placed there by the Italian community with the understanding by the city that the statue would be maintained, at the park itself. So we didn't even have a say. We paid for it. Almost every other statue, I dare say every statue in the city of Bridgeport, is paid by the city itself. This statue was personally paid by the Italian community, as many statues throughout the state were. So I think you could understand my upsetment, my anger, my disappointment. I don't know which word to use here, on how suddenly the statue was taken down at roughly 4:30 or so. Mm-hmm. And I think what upsets me more is when people make threats of taking down public property. What do we do, citizens, that believe in the rule of law? So we're supposed to succumb to the threats and to the lawlessness that people, propose? I don't understand that, So people threat they're going to take this statue down. Well, that's why we have a police department. I sarcastically said to one of the mayor's aides after the statue came down, what if the mob says we're going to burn City Hall to the ground? Should we open the doors widely and hand out matches to those who want to do that?
Right.
This is what's troubling to me. The common sense of this is getting to a point now where it's going to create more chaos, more controversy. On Saturday, a group had gathered at the statue, and there were barriers put up around the statue so that people couldn't get near the statue. And the protesters were angry that the police department did that. Well, that's what happens in a free society. In a free society, there are laws. There's the rule of law. There is the protection of public property. And that's the way it is. And people don't have the right, because they're angry or they're upset, to tear down public property.
So Chris, what happened here? Because I'm reading this press release that you forwarded to me, and the part that I'm taking out of here, which to me is, like you said, sort of a drop the mic situation, but it says, quote, after a meeting initiated, and then going forward, it says, we decided not to pursue the removal of the Christopher Columbus statue in Seaside Park. Everyone agreed that after years of not only peacefully coexisting but supporting each other, that it's important to continue a dialogue to find a consensus on potentially divisive issues in order to continue to unite Bridgeport. So what happened?
Well, here, As you could read in that press release, the city councilman, Mr. Cruz, Jorge Cruz, who was going to put a resolution in to take the statue down, called me up. And he said, hey, Chris, could you get some people together from the Italian community to meet with us? Fine, I did that. And from that discussion, and we listened to everyone's opinion, and then we said, let's do a teaching moment in Bridgeport. Instead of taking the statue down, let's figure out a way how we can coexist, as we have done for many years in Bridgeport. And so then the agreement was the statue wouldn't come down. We put the press release together. I had called last week. I had called the mayor's chief of staff. I kept him abreast of what was going on. I asked him if he could talk to the mayor about supporting this effort that was taking place. He thought it was a good idea. He was going to speak to the mayor. I sent out the press release yesterday morning at 9 o'clock to the chief of staff for the mayor. He was going to talk to the mayor. I was meeting with the council president just to keep her, abreast of what was going on and to seek her support as well. And then when I meet with the council president, she says, I was just at UB. There was a press conference. The mayor was there. The mayor told me and other city council members that the statue was coming down at before 5 o'clock yesterday.
Wow.
So with 20 minutes, I learn about it. I drive down to Seaside Park and I look, and there's the crane.
There it
over
is.
Over Christopher Columbus.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
And one of the protesters was from Norwalk, Connecticut.
Wow.
From Norwalk, telling Bridgeport what we should do with the statue. And here we had already met as an Italian community with members of the city council, and the understanding, no, the statue won't come down. We will continue to work together on different projects, and as we have done for years and years and years. And so all of a sudden, everything was upended. And then the mayor comes out with a press release saying, well, we have to protect this relic. It was 1965. It's not a relic. It's a statue that was out in the public since 1965.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have to, in an abundance of safety. Well, the safety was the concern that the mob would come and take the statue down.
Right.
Well, then why do we have a police department? What's the purpose of a police department? What's the purpose of a civic government?
And like, to what end? To what end do we start to see that other things don't get ruined as well? Certainly a shock to the Italian American Society and certainly many others in our area. Now, Chris, the thing I want to talk about before I even knew any of this was going to go on in Bridgeport is time and time again, I have seen these protests. I've watched some of the live videos and I hear the commentary that's going on. And I think the thing that's being missed, you sort of touched on, which is that at these protests, we're certainly hearing very strongly from the protesters. But it seems that a lot of the times when the Italian Americans want to speak up or they want to have their voices heard, either the statue is taken down or it's kind of being silenced out a little bit. And I want to just set the record straight, because we know the bad that came with Christopher Columbus. It's being very, very strongly talked about what he has done to indigenous people, what he had done in the slave trade, how he treated women, children, and everything. I want to understand, and I think our audience should too, why is Christopher Columbus so important to the Italian American society? What is the significance, and why is this so painful to watch what's going on?
Well, because Columbus is part of the Italian experience. You know, we honor or recognize him because of his contribution, you know, to the world. And no matter how much people want to power wash or erase history, they will never erase the significance of Christopher Columbus on the world history. Never do it. And, you know, the other thing, Melissa, is history must be kept in perspective. It must be kept in context. You know, to try to judge the actions of a 15th century explorer by 21st century standards will never work. You also have to keep in mind that Columbus didn't go on his journey or his voyage by himself. He was funded entirely by the Queen Isabella of Spain. Spain was a colonizer. They were brutal colonizers, to be perfectly frank with you. And on top, the native Indians were fighting among themselves as well. There was a chicken pox epidemic at that time. And, you know, the argument in Bridgeport, well, he slaughtered native Indians in Puerto Rico. Well, Puerto Rico has the tallest statue to Christopher Columbus. It's taller than the Statue of Liberty. They have Columbus Day in Puerto Rico on November 19th. And the Puerto Rican community looks at Ponce de Leon as the real killer. He was Spaniard and he was a killer. So all I'm saying is that history has to be kept in perspective. And it's not being discussed and it's not being told. For every character in history, there's probably five or six different perspectives or contexts around history. Mm-hmm. And so instead of listening to history, understanding the times of when he was the explorer, he was a navigator. No, people just rush and say he's the killer, he's the colonizer. That's easy stuff. You know, let's look at other historical figures. The Pequot Indians annihilated the Mohegan Indians. And they did that because the English was trying to colonize this part of the country. So do we say to the Pequot Indians, take down your casino because your casino represents killers? Of course not, because we keep in perspective history.
Mm.
But no one is keeping that in perspective. And Columbus becomes the low-hanging fruit on the tree that we're going to go after Columbus, and we're going to attack Columbus. But by doing it, you're attacking the Italian-American community. You know, we never had it easy as Italians. We've been discriminated against. In New Orleans, 11 men were killed because the police chief was killed, and people assumed it was the Italians that did it. They went into court. They were found innocent in court, and the KKK lynched those 11 men and killed them.
Wow.
And the history goes on of the Italians being discriminated. My father, to the day he died, spoke about how Irish cops in New York City, Brooklyn, used to beat him over the head with the billy club. And they would use slangs of Guinea and WAP and all
mm-hmm.
these other names.
Sure.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
and discrimination existed, you know, but an Italian that stood up for blacks, as a matter of fact, allowed blacks to buy in their store and eat in their restaurants, and their restaurants and stores were burned to the ground, and those Italians were killed. So
mm-hmm.
there's countless history of the Italian community. Columbus is one part of it, but Columbus is a culmination of the Italian experience,
mm-hmm.
of the contributions given to this country. You know, in New Haven, in 1892, when the Italians put up the statue to Columbus, do you think it was easy in 1892 for Italians to be able to do that in the public square in New Haven at that time?
No, I'm sure
it wasn't.
Sure. No,
But they gained the respect and they raised the money and they put the statue up.
I'm just wondering, Chris, I think that you bring up a great point of history. And I think that one of the biggest reasons that for years now, and I think you can agree to that, that the Christopher Columbus statue controversy has gone on well before George Floyd. This has been going on for years and years.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
why they're coming down now differently than in the past is a little bit beyond me. But I think the thing that is hard for some people to relate to is the idea of erasing history. And I think removing the statues, do you believe that that really erases history? I mean, or is it just something to keep from continuing the controversy? Like, is there a middle ground? Because he does, you know, for one society, you're right. For the Italian Americans, he stands as a huge part of your history. But then for another part of people, he stands for something completely different and brings up, you know, items of slavery and things like that. So I guess, is there a middle ground without erasing history? Like, do you need a statue to bring up history, I guess, is my question.
I think history at its very basis is teaching people. That's the importance of history. And the fact is, you could take every statue down of Columbus, and he will not be erased from the history book.
Nor should he be, sure.
No, right, he won't be. And what we tried to do in Bridgeport was to have that dialogue. For example, we were looking at ways, how do you teach the history of indigenous people? How do you teach the killings that took place and so forth within a historical context? We were trying to look at ways to do that. So we began that discussion, but frankly, what's been going on across this state and across the country is pandering by politicians. You know, they're trying to pander to the crowd, trying to, oh, we're afraid, so let's take the statue down to protect it so it isn't damaged. It's pandering.
And but you could see where it's hurtful to some people, right? I mean, is it, at least like that.
Well, of course, but there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things hurtful to Italians.
Sure.
There's a lot of things hurtful to Hungarians. There's a lot of things hurtful to blacks. There's a lot of hurt things to whites. There's a lot of hurtful things to Hispanics. But where does it end that we start? And I think what troubles me the most is the potential, the lawlessness. It's lawlessness.
Mm.
No one has the right to say, I'm going to take that statue down because I don't like it. There's the rule of law. That's how I was raised. I'm in the company of people that honor the rule of law.
Yes.
And if we're to be a society where there isn't anarchy and there isn't chaos, then the rule of law must be honored.
I agree.
And there's a process to take down the statue. You know, you go to the city government and you petition the government to take the statue down, but you don't stand there and threaten to take it down. And then right away the government says, uh-oh, there's a threat, so let's back off.
Right,
then
right.
Why do you have a police department? Then what is sacred in government, frankly, for that matter?
Well, and how do you avoid something like reverse racism? That's what worries me about this situation, is how do you not favor one group over another? And I think that that's what's missing in a lot of this.
Yeah, did you see the picture in the paper that there was a gentleman from Norwalk, African-American, who jumps upon the pedestal for Columbus and puts his fist in the air for black power? And so how are other people to feel about this? Is that what that was about? It was taking the statue down for black power? And, you know, on top of it, Melissa, well, what is so disturbing, I happen to totally support Black Lives Matter. I think the police brutality is out of control, and it needs to be brought under control.
Mm-hmm.
And the death of Mr. Floyd was terrible. It's unconscionable. But at the same time, I believe that people are co-opting the Black Lives Matter to take down the Columbus statue. You see, I think for years there were groups out there who wanted to take down the statue but didn't have the support, didn't have the mob mentality. And now they're co-opting the Black Lives Matter. They're using it as a front to take the statues down. And in most cases in Connecticut, the statues came down before you could even speak to the Italian community.
Right. Well, we saw that in Norwalk. Yep. Even saw that in Bridgeport to an extent.
Yeah, and then this guy in Norwalk called Five Fingers, that was his name, he's a rapper, gets up, a white gentleman, and says, well, now the statue's down, we have to continue the dialogue because it's important we unite our city. Well, you're not going to unite the city when you take the statue down.
Right, you've already burned a bridge.
That's it. It's just like Bridgeport. Now you took the statue down.
So now where do we go?
Then the mayor says, well, yeah, where do you go at that point? Do you think Italians are going to gather around the table to sit and listen to it? And on top of it, the meeting we had with the city council, Melissa, as I mentioned to you in that press release, and I didn't send the press release because I was waiting for the mayor's supportive comments, and I had sent it to his chief of staff. You know, on top of it, I didn't send that out. And then the mayor turns around and decides, well, okay, we're going to take the statue down. That's cowardly, in my opinion. And we were even going to, after this meeting with the city council, we were going to open it up to the larger community. And we probably would have even spoken to the protesters. As a matter of fact, some of the protesters came to a meeting last Friday. They were invited by one of the city councilmen, and they spoke their mind.
Mm-hmm.
And they told us how they felt. But it wasn't a great dialogue, frankly, because they were telling us what they wanted to do, take the statue down. They weren't communicating with us. And then people say, well, you know, those Italians, you know, they shouldn't have a say in it. Well, we paid for the damn statue.
Right.
We were the ones back in 65 paid for that statue.
Well, and there's two sides to every story, Chris. There's two sides. Yeah. And I think, like I said in the very beginning, I think that this is the side that a lot of times is getting the bad rap and is not being able to speak. And I appreciate you taking the time to talk about this, Chris.
Yeah.
And anyone who missed this conversation, it's going up on our podcast at the end of the show, and you can hear all of Chris's comments because he had a lot that I think he shared and shed some light on. And I really appreciate you being honest about this, Chris.
Yeah.
And certainly I hope the conversation goes on and maybe we'll see some changes. I'm not sure what's going to happen for Bridgeport now. I don't know what that conversation is going to look like. It's going to be interesting.
Hey. And, you know, Melissa, could I just say in closing, the Italian community is organizing statewide because we see this as an affront to the Italian community and our heritage. You know, the talk is we have to respect other heritages, other races. I'm all for that. I think that's critically important to have harmony. But it's a two-way street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want us to respect your culture, it has to be done the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And there has to be this mutual understanding. But just take, you know, what statue is next? And the marchers think, oh, well, we're gonna cleanse the system. No, you're not going to cleanse it because you'll never erase history.
It's right. Just, America is what it is. America
yeah.
is what it is. And in some ways, we could change it. We could change the future. We could fix
absolutely.
Things up.
Absolutely. And I'm all for that. I've been part of protests myself, but never once did I use a protest to destroy something or to threaten.
Mm-hmm.
Never once did I do that. And that's the difference. You can't, you know, you can't say to the Italian community, well, we don't think you're right and you don't have a right to say it. And we're going to take that down whether you like it or not, because that only causes controversy. There's a huge billboard in Bridgeport, not Bridgeport, but up the new West Haven area about welcoming people to Connecticut, the Columbus state.
Yes, I saw that in Milford. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Italian community, Melissa, is starting to mobilize now, and they're angry. You know, I'm going to tell you, from people that I've gotten calls from and across the state, going to start organizing. And those politicians who are pandering and not respecting the Italian community, I don't want to threaten because I wouldn't do that. But the election times come, that's when people can cast their votes.
Mm.
But people are just upset with the way, you know, in Bridgeport, we sat down in earnest and with honesty and tried to work through something.
And look how it resulted. Yeah.
The rug was pulled off from under us. We
right.
didn't know. I drive down and the statue's being lifted up. And 3 weeks of talking, 3 weeks of negotiation, 3 weeks of dialogue. For what? Because the mayor gets nervous. In Italian, we call it pauz. You're nervous, so he gets pauz, and then right away take the statue down. So you know, because the mob says, well, we're going to take it down. Is that what we do? I said jokingly. I said to the mayor's press corps, well, what happens if the mob wants to burn City Hall? Just open the doors and hand the matches to them?
Right.
I don't understand this.
Right.
Mentality,
it's like to what
you know?
End? To what end do we?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Chris, I appreciate you giving
yeah.
all this insight this morning, and hopefully we could
yeah.
stay in touch. I'd like to have you back on again and see how things end up going as the weeks roll
yeah.
on. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Take care now.